It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy, Luke Clayton. Thanks very much for joining me. You know, every Wednesday and then again it's Saturday, just after 11 o'clock in the morning, we have this time to spend together and talk about fishing and hunting and outdoor-related topics. And I do try to cover something different every week and give you something to dwell on for a few days. This week, I have a very special guest. His name is Mr. Rex Holmes. Now, Rex owns Vapor Trail Scents. He is an expert in using scents to hunt with, cover scents, and attractant scents. I've spent, I guess, close to an hour and a half visiting with Rex on the phone, and I have a distinct feeling that I've just scratched the surface on what I want to know about using scents. Now, I've hunted deer for 50 years. You know, I'm an old hunter, and I've used scents in different manners, but I've never really understood how everything works. I think Rex is going to help me and you, too, to have a better understanding. Rex, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Luke. It's great to be here.
Well, I think I pretty much summed it up in a nutshell. I'm going to bet I'm not by myself. I bet there's a lot of hunters listening to us that have used doe and estrus heat or cover scents or whatnot effectively and sometimes not effectively. Now, Rex is an old outdoor rider, and I'm an outfitter too. We outfit elk hunts up in Colorado and Steamboat Springs and deer and hog hunts in Texas, but I'm deeply involved in the outdoors. I'm always having somebody ask me, what do you think about spraying down with cover scents and things like that? And Rex, be quite frank with you, I always tell them I go in as clean as possible because I know what the game is smelling is me. You know, I try to go in as clean as possible without any scents on me. But, you know, there are cover scents, if you know how to use them, can be very effective. I've learned that. And I think how you apply them, I've seen people just spray their boots or spray under their arms or whatnot. I have a feeling that does a little good. Am I right?
Yes, sir. You have to cover every part of your body because scent killers or cover scents and all work on with enzymes. The enzymes is what kills the odor and whatnot, keeps it from escaping from your body. Any area that you do not cover, you will be emitting scent. And that's why trigger pull bottles and push button bottles and whatnot are not effective. It helps. Anything helps, but they're not effective because you're basically blotching. You're leaving areas that you're not covering, and all of those areas that you leave uncovered, you're going to emit scent.
Well, you know, I think in my education on the proper use of scents, I think we ought to bring this point out. You can take bird dogs, hound dogs, any kind of dog that you hunt with. Let's just say pointers, for instance, that are programmed genetically to respond by pointing to the smell of a game bird, quail, pheasant, chucker, whatever. Woodcock, even any kind of game bird. Now, when they cast around downwind, chances are they really don't know they're genetically programmed to do this, but they get downwind and they smell that scent of a game bird in the air. Rex, what are they smelling? Are they cannot just be smelling air. There has to be something to carry that scent. What is that?
Yes, sir. Every animal, just like us, they perspire. And they have odors, you know, just we have food odors from when we eat, but a deer or cow or whatever, you know, it has its own unique odors that as that perspiration comes off of that animal or bird or whatever, that perspiration is a liquid when it hits the air, the natural currents of the wind and whatnot just take it everywhere, whichever way the air goes. That's why that animal, that dog will go downwind because he knows that's where his best scenario is to pick up the smell of what he's looking for.
So what's hitting the olfactory system in his nose is the moisture minute, I'm going to assume extremely minute, microscopic moisture particles that are, that were emitted by that game bird or that raccoon or whatever he's trailing, right?
Yes, sir. Even a snake runs his tongue out, picks the moisture up in the air, and brings it in to determine what's around him.
Yeah. Well, to just thinking, Rex, to use to disperse this scent. Now, I'll be quite frank with you. I've used Doen Estrus scents, but I've used them effectively. But I don't think I used them as effectively as I could have. I have saturated, cloth, bits of cloth or cotton, things like that, with Doen Estrus, and hung it up on a bush. And I've had bucks, when they get downwind, come right to it. Now, the way that you disperse this scent is far different, because it's not in just one spot necessarily, is it? It's dispersed into the air.
Yes, sir. My bottle copies nature exactly the way nature puts the scent off of the doe into the air. It's basically a small garden sprayer with a special atomizing tip. It's about 2.5 inches in diameter, 7 inches long. Got a 3-foot hose on it with an on-off valve, so you have total control of it. And when you turn it on, the tip is so small, we have a special filter in it, you know, to keep any particle from getting up there, stopping that tip up, and it puts that scent out. I mean, it's just like a fog in front of you when you turn the valve on, but you can, you get an animal downwind of you, you can turn that on, and that animal, you'll actually see that animal pick up that scent, but he'll accept it. Because it's real. It's what he normally smells. It's the way he normally smells that scent to start with. He won't even pay it any attention, other than if he's real interested in it coming straight to it, which happens quite often.
And I guess, Rex, by real interested, if it were a buck smelling the scent of a doe in estrus, a hot doe, he's going to turn around and come toward it. I mean, that's, as hunters, that's what we're looking for. I mean, that's the thing, that's our goal, is to get that big buck within bow range. Or I hunt with I'm on the Matthews Pro staff, and I hunt mostly with bows. But that's the whole thing, and how to be effective and get that animal in close. Now, say for instance, you've got your pump up sprayer there. Are you going to dilute the? I guess in nature, the Doen Estrus scent would naturally be diluted. You also dilute it with water, don't you?
Yes, sir, because when we make it, you know, we take the urine and whatnot and make it out of there, and because of the way you have to do it and whatnot, it's a little stronger than it actually is in the animal. So We dilute it down to get it to the right consistency, and people think that if you watered something down, it loses its, you know, its smell and whatnot, and it does lose its smell, but it doesn't hurt it, because the pheromones in the scent is what's going to bring the buck in. Those pheromones, and we all animals have those pheromones. I mean, we have them, we put them off, and, you know, every animal does those, and even fish, the pheromones, you know, that's how nature did it, or how God did it, I should say, you know. But as long as you're putting those pheromones in the air, I mean, we've actually had bucks chasing does that, you know, that doe wasn't quite ready, and when they smell our scent, they would leave that doe and come straight to us, because our scent, you know, the pheromones in it told him, hey, she's ready. And we've had numerous hunters, you know, testimonials tell us the same, that they've had it to happen, you know.
Yeah.
The pheromones in the scent, that is the thing right there, and putting it in the air in a liquid form, when he takes that into his nostrils, you know, in his olfactory sensors, it's real. He don't question it. He's looking for nothing but that doe, and believe me, he's going to try and find her before he leaves there.
I believe that. Folks, our guest is Rex Holmes. Now, Rex is doing a great job of educating me, and I bet you're enjoying his information too. But Rex is it has vapor trail scents, and he's devised a very unique method of putting this scent in the air. It sounds just the way it's done in nature, you know. Rex Safer, now, you know, the rut here in Texas, where folks are listening to us, Northeast Texas in particular, the rut is really varying. By the end of October, it's usually kicking off, and sometimes it's a trickle rut, we call it. Sometimes it's a hard rut where, you know, 1 week it seems like every buck and doe in the woods is up running. But this would work in pre-rut. I am very anxious to put some of the scent to work. I've talked to a lot of people that's used it effectively, but it would a buck's already ready to breed when the velvet's off of his antlers. I know that. But when that doe comes in, then the breeding takes place. If you can use this thing just in a pre-rut, well, like you just said, you can put the bucks, you can get them in the breeding mode and get them running right toward you, right?
Yes, sir. You can actually start the rut in your area by just spraying this around, and the more you put it in your area, the more those bucks in that area are going to think, "Hey, it's on," you know.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. You know, people try to tell me, "Hey, the rut's a week long." The rut is not a week long. The rut can be as much as 90 days long.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is when people say the rut is on, that's when the most does in that area are actually in estrus, when those bucks are running crazy. But in reality, a month before that, they were some of the does in estrus.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have some come in this time. And then if they didn't get bred during that 72-hour period, 28 days later, they come in again. Well, if some of those does don't get bred, then 28 days later they come in again, you know. So the rut is actually a long period. It can be as much as 90 days. So with you walking in there spraying and putting the pheromones and the scent in the air in the liquid form like nature does, you're telling those bucks, "Hey, these does are ready. I got to find them."
You bet. Rex, you have, and I've talked to other folks that's used it, but you've had bucks respond to the doe and estrus scent, come from a long distance and come right to the origin of it, which is right by your stand, haven't you?
Yes, sir. We had one of the TV shows, I'm not going to mention that or anything, but we had one of the TV shows last year that had a buck come 65 yards. I mean, they was looking at him, walk dead into the wind, straight to the tree, with the hunter and the cameraman up in the tree, and the hunter actually harvested the deer, and the deer fell dead on camera, and it'll be playing in January on television.
Wow. Well, I'll be, I think most of our listeners know that Larry Wysoon is a regular guest on my regular radio shows, and I'll be hunting with Larry here in about 3 weeks, so we're going to be using some of this. Rex, I want you to leave a website. We've only got about a minute and a half left, but leave a website where people can go and watch the videos and learn a lot more about the way this system works.
Yes, sir. It's vaportrailscents.com, vaportrailscents.com.
Okay, vaportrailscents.com is probably best to go there first rather than calling and go and check it out online, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we have several articles on there that I've written, and most of the blogs, you know, around our articles have been posted either by us and by other people, and and our Facebook page is under Rex Holmes Jr. You can go there and read the articles we've written and whatnot, you know, to help you to have a source to look back at in case you forget something or think you didn't read that right or whatnot.
Okay, so on Facebook, just Rex Holmes Jr., right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Rex, thanks very much for being with us, buddy, and we'll get you back soon. How about it?
Thank you. We really enjoyed it, and good luck hunting, and God bless.
Well, God bless you, and good hunting down there, buddy. Folks, we are out of time. Make sure and remember to go to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of our hour-long hunting and fishing show. Till this time next week, be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.